supportive spouse. When you're married, the calling is yours. God didn't call Cynthia to ministry, He called me. Yet the support of one's spouse is essential. If a husband or wife is reluctant or tentative, either the timing is wrong or the calling needs to be re-examined. You need to move forward as one, in complete unity, and that can sometimes be a difficult matter to resolve. If your spouse isn't completely on board, wait. Resolve to take the pressure off your mate to see your call as clearly as you do. Resist the urge to manipulate, coerce, or convince him or her. Reject any feelings of resentment toward your spouse, choosing instead to regard your mate's reluctance as the Lord's signal to slow down and to examine the issue together. And by all means, pray, individually and together, asking God to bring clarity to both of your minds. As I have helped other men and women discover their calling, I have found the reluctance of a mate to be an invaluable source of wisdom. Sometimes it's simply a matter of timing. The call was genuine, but other issues needed to be resolved first. Other times, the marriage needed work before moving forward. There have been situations in which the calling needed refinement. In every case, when the couple resolved to wait until both could proceed in complete unity, they avoided disaster. I have observed over many years that when one dragged the other, the couple struggled for years. In my case, Cynthia affirmed my thinking and excitedly asked, "What's next? Where do we go from here?" The affirmation of peers. When a calling is authentic, you don't need the approval of others. In fact, some may resist your calling because they have a personal interest in your staying put. Yet it's not a good sign if impartial people who know you well express doubts. As the proverb says, without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed. Proverbs 15:22. The general consensus among wise, impartial people you trust should be, "That makes good sense. I can see you're doing that." In my case, Bob saw in my past clear indications of future success. Other Christian friends on Okinawa were not at all surprised when I spoke of my calling and explained my plans for the future. The appraisal of challenges. Every calling involves sacrifice.